welcome to episode 53 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on December 16th, 2012. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Hey, honey, can you grab me the molasses?
Sure, for what?
I'm making dough for the gingerbread cookies.
Oh, woo-hoo. Can I help?
Sure, you can start by getting me the molasses. Then you can go wash your hands so you can roll out the dough.
Roll out the dough? No thanks. I'm much better at cleaning up. I'll handle all the dishes and the beaters. Yeah, I think I know the perfect way to get those beaters clean.
All right, Mr. Chris, you can be my cleanup crew. That would be super helpful.
It's called teamwork, Miss Mel. When we work together, things get done faster, and it makes for less work for everyone. You know, that sort of kind of reminds me of our next story.
As you listen to the story, consider the following. How do you help out around your house? Oh, What Funitis by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. The very first symptom was an itching on her right toe, but it was only a mild annoyance that didn't slow her down one bit. Carol didn't have time for a rash, a cold, or any other malady. The holiday season was her busiest time of year. Typically, she had the cookies baked, the house decorated, the gifts wrapped, and every card sent by the day after Thanksgiving. But this year, Carol was behind. A constant stream of after-school practices, lessons, and homework projects kept her busier than an elf on Christmas Eve. With a full-time job, 5 boys, a husband, and 2 dogs, Carol found herself in a perpetual state of motion. A little itch on a Tootsie wasn't going to stop her from making this Christmas perfect for her family. Carol was determined to get caught up. It would just take some buckling down, tightening up, and some creative time management skills. It would be nice if she had a team of elves like Santa to help prepare for the holidays, but Carol knew that when it came to getting stuff done around the house, she was usually on her own. On the night of December 22nd, well after everyone was asleep, Carol found herself at the kitchen table signing cards. Tomorrow, the kids could lick the envelopes in the car on the way to school, and she could mail them. She was about to write, "Merry Christmas," in Uncle Joey's card when the itch in her slipper flared up like Rudolph's nose. Carol flung her foot up onto the table. Her toe was sprouting red and white berries, surrounded by thick, dark green leaves. She stared at the shrub growing out of her toe in disbelief. Was that mistletoe? She broke it off from the stem, hung it over the kitchen door, and forced herself into bed. She must be overtired or hallucinating. All she needed was a long winter's nap. That night, thoughts of sugar plums danced in her head until a ringing in her ear woke her up. She reached to shut off the alarm when she realized it wasn't the clock making the noise. The ringing was coming from inside her ear. It sounded like the jingle of Santa's sleigh. She sat up and shook her head, causing the sound to crescendo. Like a swimmer, she tilted her head and patted her temple with the palm of her hand. To her surprise, a cluster of tiny silver bells came tumbling out of her ear onto the mattress. Shocked, she picked it up and inspected it, wondering if someone was playing a joke on her. Her pondering was cut short by the buzz of the actual alarm clock. The mystery would have to wait until after Christmas. She had shopping to do. In a flash, she was in the bathroom, rushing to get into the shower when she passed by the mirror over the sink. Streaks of silver caught her eye. She paused, arched back, and lost herself in her own reflection. Her hair, typically a chestnut brown, had completely changed. Woven through her locks were glimmering strands of tinsel. She ran her fingers through her hair in disbelief. She gazed, stunned at the flowing strands that shimmered in the mirror. What was happening to her? Demands for breakfast coming from her children broke her out of her trance. No time to figure this out now. With the practiced skill of a barber, she grabbed the scissors out of the medicine cabinet and cut the tinsel loose. An hour later, with the children fed, dressed, and off to school, Carol was ready to get down to business to finish the Christmas shopping. She parked the car in the front of the department store and reached into her pocket to grab her list, when she noticed white splotches on the back of her hand. At first, she thought it was simply dry skin, but when she pushed up her sleeves, she found the white patches had spread. Like a blizzard, the rash formed into a pattern of snowflakes up and down her arms. Did she have some sort of illness? Was she getting sick? The blast of a car horn shook her out of the daze, and she refocused on the task at hand. Slipping some lotion out of her purse, she applied it generously to the affected areas. The white lotion soaked into the skin, blending the individual snowflakes into one giant flurry. Back at home, with all the presents bought, Carol set her sights on prepping for dinner. She poured a hodgepodge of leftovers into a soup pot and topped it off with a sprinkle of pepper. Typically, the aroma of her cooking filled the kitchen, but Carol couldn't smell anything. Shocked, she added more spices when she realized maybe her cooking wasn't the problem. Her nose felt congested. She grabbed a tissue and blew, eager to clear her sinuses. To her surprise, a thick flow of brown goo poured out, filling the tissue. Carol, feeling better after the expulsion, examined the contents. The fluid concoction was strewn with large, soft chunks that looked like clumps of figs. Was this figgy pudding coming out of her nose? Could she save this batter and make a cake? It would save her some time. No. She quickly dismissed the idea of serving something that came out of her nose for dessert as the kids came tumbling through the door. At dinner, Carol felt a heat rise up inside her while she served her rambunctious crew. The flash of warmth filled her from head to toe. She felt her cheeks flush, and she moved to the table to take a seat. Her throat felt scratchy, like an elf was inside tickling her larynx with a pointy hat. Suddenly, the taste of peppermint flooded her mouth, causing a wave of coughs to erupt. To her surprise, and to the surprise of her family, the coughs came out in the familiar pattern of a holiday classic. Carol was coughing jingle bells. Stunned, her family looked at her in awe. Her oldest son, fighting the urge to sing along, made her a cup of tea instead. Her husband rushed over to rub her back. When the chorus was over, Carol's coughing fit subsided. She caught her breath and shared the strange symptoms she had been experiencing all day. Bewildered, the family was concerned for their mother. The youngest child suggested entering the symptoms into a medical site on the computer, just like his mom had done when he had chickenpox. Together, huddled around the computer, the family found the answer to her mysterious ailments. Coughing carols, peppermint taste buds, congested with figgy pudding, a rash like a whiteout, tinseled hair, silver bells growing in an ear, and a mistletoe all pointed to one diagnosis. Carol had oh what funitis. According to the website, the disease was exceptionally common for mothers who were extremely busy around the holiday season. Women who never took time to take care of themselves were particularly at risk. Without intervention, the symptoms would repeat themselves with greater severity. Carol did not want to have all of those unpleasant experiences all over again. After all her hard work, she didn't want to miss spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with her family while her body fought off the humbug. The only treatment outlined on the site was simply stated, holiday cheer. Carol didn't understand. She was being cheerful. She was in the holiday spirit. Why was she the one who was sick? Before she could delve into the question further, her husband took her by the hand. He led her to the couch, kissed her on the forehead, and told her to relax. Her kids bustled around, tidying up all the loose ends. The two eldest frosted the sugar cookies. The two middle children wrapped the remaining presents for aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. The youngest grabbed her slippers, a comfy blanket, and the book she had been wanting to read. Carol's husband made her a cup of hot chocolate, complete with marshmallows, whipped cream, and sprinkles. With her family working together, Carol eased back and felt the stress of the season melt away. Over the next few days, Carol's family continued to function with the precision of a unit trained in Christmas spirit. Unlike most days, dishes didn't pile up in the sink, the garbage never overflowed, and the laundry was always done. In between the chores, the family found themselves playing together with new toys, watching holiday classics on television, snacking on sugar cookies, and generally just enjoying each other's company. Through it all, Carol never lifted a finger. She was proud of her family for stepping up to the challenge. It wasn't easy for her to sit back while others worked so diligently, but a few caring yet stern looks from her boys reminded her that occasionally it's okay to step back to let others help. Carol found that the symptoms of Oh What Funitis never returned. Instead, they were replaced with the smiles, helpful hands, and joyous hearts of a family that had discovered the true meaning of holiday cheer. We hope you enjoyed the story. We'd like to send out bright birthday wishes to Robert P. of Virginia, Matthew A. of South Carolina, Trey of Louisiana, and Mr. Chris of the Nightlight Stories household.
That's me! Happy birthday to me.
We hope your day sparkled.
Happy birthday, Mr. Chris. Happy birthday to me.
We'd also like to remind you that if you need some last-minute holiday gifts for wee loved ones, Nightlight Stories has you covered. First, visit bit.ly/superblanket to purchase an antimicrobial baby blanket protected by Foss Shield. When you enter Nightlight Stories at checkout, you receive a 5% discount. Second, remember that one of our previous stories, Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way, is available to be purchased within the Flying Books app for iPad and iPhone. You can send the book itself as a gift by clicking on the gift button next to the story in the store and entering the recipient's email address. Finally, feel free to download your favorite Nightlight stories and burn them to a CD to give to your teachers, friends, and family.
These cookies are delicious, Miss Mel. People can always make cookies, too.
Great idea, Mr. Chris. From our house to yours, we want to wish you the merriest of holiday seasons. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories
and holiday cookies
we can share together.